This is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. This week I am sharing with you pitfalls I see my clients getting tripped up on that are keeping them from their next level. When you go to create, there is a space in that creation time when it's imperative that you step into trust. Because in the creative process, you're making something or putting something together that has not been before in your experience. You are a unique being having a unique experience in this quantum realm. And so even if something was done before, it wasn't done by you and it wasn't done in this time, and it's different. Nothing is the same twice. When you're creating your next level vision, there are things that you will never have experienced before. There are things that will need to come together that you are not sure yet how will come together. And it takes trust to allow those things to occur. When you're a collaborator in a group, and you have, let's say, 5 people together who are working on a project, you have no idea exactly what the other components in that group are going to bring to the table. To work collaboratively and effectively, you get to step into trust. Now, some people in a group like that, because they don't trust, will just begin to do everything themselves. They will force it, and they will power through it, creating extra work for themselves and then denying the synergy that's created in the collaboration. You can do that, but your end result is never as rich. And you're shutting down the magic, as it were, that happens when you're in trust. Years ago when I was teaching, I had kids working in a classroom of 18 on paintings. And I would set people up for a critique every so often so we could see what was going on in progress. Now, just to put the work up there and show it to their peer group, the students had to open to trust. And some of them I nurtured into developing it by gently engaging them with one or two people, making sure that we started small and I had a format where they would get feedback on what they had done well up to that point, and then the feedback that was constructive was given in a fashion where people could take it neutrally and know that it was given in a good spirit. There are things you can do in life to nurture an area where you haven't been in trust. And it's not even accurate for me to say an area where you haven't been in trust, because what you do in one area of your life, you do in every area. So if you have a trust issue, it is definitely showing up across the board. You may not realize it. So if you engage with that issue and figure out what it's about and allow it to shift, it will change your whole life, and in particular, your ability to create on a high level and have it an enjoyable experience. So, my call to action for you today is to think about how you feel in your big vision. A few weeks ago, I did a meditation for you where you could step into your vision. And if you're not connected with your vision right now, do a 15-minute meditation and then go into daydreaming about what you'd like and what you're creating, what you would do or want if you could be, do, or have anything without limits. And then breathe in around the feelings that are coming up when you even give yourself the opportunity to dream and think big. And that's where we're going to start. Have a beautiful day. Sending you love.